Greetings. I am Andon from the Andromeda Galaxy. We are your neighbors. I'm speaking to you presently from a sixth-dimensional perspective to shed some light from our view as your neighbors, your galactic neighbors, who have been watching you for some time and are quite aware of the history of planet Earth and of your galaxy and many of the other beings in other worlds that exist there. We were asked to help be guardians of your particular planet by the archangels of Earth. As relations, or as facilitators of relations with other galaxies and those developing or that have developed within your own galaxy, to have an outside perspective, but also as ones that have been involved with planet Earth for some time. You see, in our stage of development, we have much understanding, and we can assist you. And so it was asked by the archangels that we come to your aid to make sure that there is appropriate relations. And we have been involved, as it has been said, throughout human history. We were not involved in the early days, as you might say, in the history of the planet herself. Other beings were more involved in that, beings from your galaxy. So with that introduction, we will answer your questions from an Andromedan point of view. What is it that you would like to ask now?
One of the questions we'd want to pose is, with the end of the dinosaurs, it was not the end of all reptiles on the planet. Why do we still have reptiles in smaller form? Why were not all reptiles become extinct when the dinosaurs became extinct?
There were birds and reptiles at that time, and they were considered to be important to the energy of the planet, but just not to be the predominant species. The Mother Earth, your mother, the one that is the seeder in the sense that her consciousness decides ultimately if any being is in radiance or in alignment with her and what her needs are and how she would like to see her own consciousness develop in unison with these beings. And it was decided by her that she retain the essence of the reptilian, and that the DNA was available to the next developing species, because there are qualities that she did not think that she wanted to lose. Every species on the planet now, and that has evolved through time in their own ways, has particular energy essences, particular vibrations. And as your scientists understand the concept of ecosystems, there is something like that that is, of course, quite true, but it goes much deeper than just a biological connection. You see, there is an energetic connection. And each being brings a certain energy to the planet, and included in that is the energy of their source. So the energy from the reptilians that live on your planet now also are able to bring energy from reptilians throughout the universe and anchor some of that particular light, that particular frequency here on your planet. Now each are growing in their own way and have their own consciousness, you see, even a lizard, even a turtle. They each carry a certain quality that the Earth is in need of and appreciates. Just as there are all of these organisms in your body that you don't necessarily give much credence to, that make you who you are on a biological level, they also make who you are energetically. You are a collective. As a physical being, even. But that collective is also energetic. You think often so much in the way of separation again. The Earth is an organism with many organisms symbiotically living. In that consciousness, that globe of consciousness, you see? And each of you is a representation of that same energy, that same globe of mixing of beings. And so whatever is in your physical bodies came from the physical body of Earth. And there is an interrelationship between everything in your body with the body of Earth. And you have a tie. Your reptilian DNA is tied to all of the reptiles. And there is an energetic synchronicity in the connection. You see? Mm-hmm. And even in your lores, you use the symbols of these beings and you give them meaning, particularly. And there is something about that. There is something within these stories that relates to the energy that these particular beings bring forth on the planet. If you were to open your consciousness to the energy that these beings hold, any particular being on the planet, you would find many answers to many things. It is recommended that you begin deeper communications with all that exists on the planet Earth.
How do you open your consciousness to, say, the reptilians? Is there a methodology that you would recommend?
Firstly, it is quite important that you are able to have a resonance. And in order to have a resonance, you must open your minds to being the reptile. It is a way of activating this inside yourselves, you see? If you can use a lot of imagination, it will help. Because your imagination is a key for to get your mental structure out of the way. Your mind that can interfere. So when we say imagination, we are not talking about your structured mental thinking. What you are calling your left brain logic, your logical mind. We are speaking of the other side of your mental structure, what you call your right brain, which is your more akin to your creativity and your imagination. And that is where a lot can be found, because it is where you are able to imagine being another being. So imagine yourself being a turtle. That is how you get to the essence of what the energy of a turtle is. And the turtle will tell you much. turtle will tell you their purpose. The turtle will tell you what energies they are anchoring and why. And they may even tell you what they can give you. And not necessarily in a physical way, but what they can give you energetically to activate that quality in yourself. Because a turtle has certain qualities that you can benefit from. You think that you are the human being is the only intelligent life form on your planet, but each being has its own particular intelligence that is unique to it and that you can vibrate with and learn from.
And do we have the ability to vibrate with that? Because in truth, everything was given to us in our creation. So every soul contains all of creation. Therefore, when we transcend the human identification and we're resonating at our higher self-identification while in the physical body, we can open up communication to all creation. Is that line of thinking correct?
That line of thinking is absolutely correct. Because within you is everything, yes. And particularly on your planet, you can access quite easily everything that is on this planet, that is within you. And also, at the same time, what you will find you are doing is by accessing those beings that are a part of you, that you will find that they are also a part of the outer space, as you call it, that they are part of other spaces beyond your Earth. And it is, in essence, a link.
Interesting. Okay. Never thought of it that way.
Most of you do not think of it this way, because firstly, you are not communicating with the turtles. Some of you are beginning to communicate with animals, and we appreciate this in you, because we see that it is opening up other centers of your consciousness, because you are seeing things from other perspectives, which is very important to developing awareness, is to open up your senses to the way others might see it, might feel it, might know it. There are beings on this planet that have perception that is entirely different than yours. Think what taking that into yourself, that comprehension, that feeling, that sensation of how another being might think and feel differently than you, what that will do to your consciousness. What if you were to feel as a jellyfish feels? Sense as a jellyfish senses. Right now you probably can't even imagine what that might be. But if you were to open to that, you will find that your world is quite expanded. Your senses will be expanded. You might even transcend your five senses, the ones that you think are the only ones to have. And something else will be activated, because that jellyfish has something that you have that you might be missing, that you might not have activated in you. And there is a connection between what we are saying and your DNA that has not been activated. Your scientists look at evolution and they want to see things happening in a sequential fashion. And they want to find your particular origin, you see, of a particular animal. And that's the only way they are looking at it. This is a narrow view. Because your question and the way we are describing to you that everything is within you, as you are detecting, is true in the case of evolution as well. You will find more of your evolution if you look wider instead of being so narrow. You see? There is your evolution as a growth form on this planet is within every other thing on the planet. So look to everything for answers, instead of finding one link, find the wider link. See it as a web, a spider web, perhaps. And it is all linked in some way or another. And by looking at one little connection in that web, you will see reflected all the others in different ways. But you see, it's not two-dimensional, in fact. It is a multi-dimensional web. And your DNA is a multi-dimensional, are multi-dimensional strands, as you call them. They are not just the 3D spiral. Think of a multi-dimensional spiral. You say, we do not understand what a multi-dimensional spiral will look like, only because you are not expanding what you are intaking, what you are perceiving, and how you are perceiving it. You can become it to perceive it and understand it. You can become the concrete. You can become the sculpture that you are not allowed to show. You can become the trees.
Is that how Jesus changed the water to wine? He became the water?
You're asking about your figure, Jesus, who was a demonstration of your abilities, and how he changed the water molecules into wine molecules.
Yes.
And the answer is, you are correct. Yes, that is how. Because he became the water. Because he understood that he is the water. Once you understand that, you see, the piece is coming together here.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand that that is you, then your consciousness goes into the molecules.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
You see?
Because you put your focus there.
You're focusing your attention on it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that you are one, so it is not a manipulation of the molecules. You are the molecules.
And so.
And he understood that, and he demonstrated that.
Yes.
To show you that the miracle is that you are
one.
One with the molecules.
And how does that differ, or is it the same thing on a physical body level and also on a soul level?
We are processing your question because we can see that it can be seen from many different perspectives, that question. So you're asking, are you one on a soul level and are you one on a biological level?
Yes.
And how those two connect? In some way?
Yes.
Firstly, do not see them as different. Just in asking that question reveals much about your perspective, you see, because you tend to, as human beings, have this concept of separation in your hearts and minds and your whole view of reality. And so you see your body as separate from your soul, from your energy. You feel that they are separate somehow, and the soul sits somewhere in you for a period of time and then goes. But you see that the soul is creating you. You are your soul. You are not separate from your soul. Your experience of reality is not a physical experience, and then the spiritual experience is somewhere out there, waiting to be found. Your physical experience is a representation of your spirituality, of your spiritual self, which is all of your consciousness that you have ever experienced, exists still within you. So when you are thinking multidimensionally, you become the whole of all of the experiences you have ever had, not just on Earth. You become aware of it, would be a better representation. You already are all of that. It is all existing within you. You are only experiencing this reality as existing in space and time because of that is your focus. You've been focused to view it this way, to view matter as solid and time as sequential. But in essence, in reality, your spirit is here in your time and in your physical manifestations.
Can that correlate to the tar pits being what's causing us to get stuck in this physical dimension? Is our identity with our body and a lack of that understanding of the oneness of our soul? Is that how we're mired in the physical universe?
It is a good analogy, because this is your perception that you are contained in something. It's just a perception. And thus your perception has created the sensations of being stuck into something. You each feel stuck in your bodies, do you not? You feel very identified with them, and you don't feel like you can get out of them. They're like this box that you are in, right? And your planet is your box. And you have put your consciousness into that focus, and you have done it on purpose. It is not that it was an accidental experience. It was done so that you can be identifying with this particular experience. Now, how do you transcend that sensation of being encased in tar, encased in a particular body that is separate from your neighbor's body, and still retain a sense of individuality and perception? Because you are not meant to dissolve into one another at this stage of your development. You are meant to maintain your sense of identity, but your true identity, your soul identity, and to understand that it is not separate from your being, that your being, your body, is a metaphor of your soul, is a creation of your soul. Not the other way around. Your body doesn't then create some soul, and you know this intuitively. You all know intuitively that the soul and the vessel, that the soul did not just pop in, you see, that it was continuing, and that understand that there is a reason for your choice of vessel, and that you created the vessel. And you are continually creating the vessel. And it is the same as your soul. You are just manifesting the essence, one aspect of the essence of your soul, by choice, you see? It is not the whole of you. It is a portion of your creation. Because you have many creations all over the universe, perhaps all over this planet. You all have created yourselves as something else on the planet. Because again, there's that connection, that web. You are those things. And you can put your consciousness in them, and you all have done so throughout your history of being on this planet. You have all been some other rock. You have been some rock, you have been some crystal. You have been some tree, you have been an ant, an insect of any kind, perhaps.
That brings up another question. Do animals, being part of creation, can you tell us the difference between creation and creator? Meaning, if we were created in God's image as individualized souls, and then there's creation that doesn't have the same free will as us, do they have a group soul as compared to an individual soul? Do they have the ability to evolve into an individual soul? Like, say someone's pet dog. Does it have an individual soul, or does it belong to a group soul?
You are thinking of different species and wondering about whether the species has a group soul?
Yes.
And whether one individual of that species may have its own separate
identity. Is that a possibility, or is their identity strictly within the group soul?
It is possible for a being that is of what you call the animal kingdom to have an individual soul. There is always the group soul that exists, and there is a group soul for humanity, you see. There is a group consciousness that you must understand that everything is one, of course. You know that it is. So within that, there are creations that occur. And the creations create groups, you see, because one is once one is born, there is a connection between all the others. And so there is that an energy that is a group. And you might call that energy a soul. But each one of them has their own spark. But that spark is related to the whole and came from the whole. In some sense or another, you see, you must expand your way of looking at soul, because you are tending to think of it, again, as separate. There is consciousness that's separate, in the sense that it has identified with something, and that something then grows, and the consciousness associated with it grows, and that web develops. And you have your concepts of the 100th monkey, where something is thought of and created far away within the consciousness of the same group. So see, that group soul is affected because they're interconnected, right? And there is the web of that species. Now that can only happen from one lizard to another lizard, where there is that evolutionary leap of consciousness, of growth, within that group, you see, because the link is to that group, in particular, regarding their development. Now, their development might affect many other beings, because, of course, they're all connected in some way or another. But you see, each one might